If the season ended today, the Washington Nationals would be a playoff team. Hello and welcome in to this edition of the Talk Nats podcast, part of the Believe Podcast Network. I'm so glad you decided to join me today. As always, this podcast is free and available on all the major platforms. My name is Dan Holme. You can find me on Twitter. It's at DanCaps218. You can find the show on Twitter. It's at TalkNats. Today's episode is brought to you by Manscaped. Take 20% off plus free shipping when you use promo code NATS at manscaped.com. That's promo code N-A-T-S. At manscaped.com. And the best way that you can help grow the show is to subscribe or follow the Talk Nats podcast wherever you find your podcasts. And if you would, give it a 5-star rating. It really helps grow the show. So in this edition of the Talk Nats podcast, we talk about the improbable Washington Nationals. Many people had written this team off in the beginning of the season as just this team that's going to be cellar dwellers. But they've done quite something as they found a way to win games and come from behind and win games in a most stunning fashion, in something that I don't think you could even script in a Hollywood movie. There's a piece here I'm going to talk about here next in TalkNats.com talking about the Nationals and ultimately how they're getting it done. There are only 6 teams in the National League with a record of 500 or better. All of those teams would be in the playoffs today if the season was over. The Washington Nationals would be one of the playoff teams. They would be the third and final wild card team. It seems inconceivable, yet this is factual. Quite something. Ever since the 2019 season, there's been talk of a rebuild, and at some point, this team is going to get a lot better. Once Dylan Cruz, once James Wood, once Robert Hassel, once the big guns are here, this team is really going to be competitive. But somehow, some way, this team is getting it done in what Davey Martinez calls the relentless Washington Nationals. And I think that that is a good thing to call them. I think you could also harken back to the scrappy Nats of a team that's kind of a ragtag group of players finding a way to get it done. You could say a 17-17 record means nothing with a 79.01% of the season to play, or you could smile and think that maybe the Nats could make a promotion of top prospect James Wood and some of the other upgrades, then roll the dice to see if they can be the 2024 version of last year's Reds, Marlins, or the Diamondbacks. And that is an intriguing thing to think about. Is James Wood on this big team? Is would you be adding fuel to a fire that is getting ready to turn into a blaze, a forest fire? And they're doing it without a lot of the big, sexy names that you think around Major League Baseball getting it done. When you think of a successful team, you don't necessarily think of Winker, Senzel, those type of players. And that those are the type of players that are in part the ones getting it done. And it's surprising because this team has faced its struggles, and yet somehow they are finding a way to win games. And in a more stunning fashion, is they're finding a way to win games coming from behind. And that is something I think that kind of speaks volumes of this team and where they are still at an early point of the season, but still quite an accomplishment for a team that didn't have real high expectations. The 2024 Washington Nationals have shown a remarkable propensity from come-from-behind victories in the early part of this season, despite an imperfect roster with holes in the lineup and erratic pitching at times. This team has proven itself to be relentless in its pursuits of wins, and they're finding a way to get it done. And, you know, you take a look at the struggles, you've taken a look at the struggles in the field, you've taken a look at the struggles at pitching, but somehow they're finding a way to pick up big wins. And it's interesting because you take a look at the last game that the Nationals played against the Blue Jays, and I don't think you could script out a better outing for a baseball team, just a real tenacity, a real pushback. But just the game before, you saw defensive miscues and a team that didn't look like it was, you know, up to cut or up to grade of a team that should be considered as one of the better teams in baseball. but they have found a way to get it done without a lot of big name players. They're getting it done post Juan Soto. They're getting it done post Max Scherzer and Trey Turner and Bryce Harper. They're finding a way to get it done. Their 12 comeback victories lead a Major League Baseball, an impressive feat just one quarter into the season. Most recently, the Nationals overcame a 5-run deficit to beat the Blue Jays in an absurd 11-8 final. Pushback. Call them what you want, knee knockers, gold nuggets, thigh slappers, but our friends at Manscaped refer to them as the boys. Not every man has children, but every man is responsible for their two boys below the waist. When your little guys have more hair than they need, trust Manscaped for all your grooming dreams. Boys need love too, so join the 10 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped by going to manscaped.com and using code NATS for 20% off plus free shipping. You heard it here. The boys are back in town. Every man knows how scary it can be when going for a close shave below the waist. That's why I trust Manscaped for all my sensitive areas. Introducing the Lawnmower family, including the Lawnmower 3.0 Plus, the 4.0 Pro, and the 5.0 Ultra. Yep, three ball trimmers. Isn't it awesome? For the basic trim, go with the 3.0 and work your way up to the 4.0 Plus 5.0 for the ultimate grooming experience. Taking it on the go, Manscaped has you covered. These trimmers come with a travel case and even a travel lock feature to avoid any accidental powering and or weird looks in the airport. This right here is the cutting edge of cutting pubes. Upgrade your ball trimmer and your life will follow. Get 20% off plus free shipping with the code NATS at manscaped.com. That's 20% off plus free shipping with the code NATS at manscaped.com. For the best your boys have ever looked, trust Manscaped.
And a way to answer the bell on the biggest stage. Now, could you imagine if they had consistent pitching? Could you imagine if they had, you know, a consistent hitting and fielding on a night in and night out basis? I think this team that is kind of sitting on the outside looking in might be a real contender. At this point, they're a wild card team and there's a lot of baseball yet to be played. But could you imagine if they did promote a player like James Wood to this team or Dylan Cruz later in the season? What would that mean for the Nationals? As a Nationals fan, that gets me very excited. After giving up 6 runs, the offense kicked into high gear, led by 4 hits from Luis Garcia Jr. Yes, that guy that got sent down to the minors last season to kind of refine his game has been absolutely clutch for the Washington Nationals. Improbable. That's why I never use the word impossible because, well, nothing is impossible, but I'm going to dub this team the improbable Washington Nationals, improbable playoff contenders. It's quite something what they've been able to accomplish. Now, to be fair, they're going to be taking on the Orioles next, you know, a team that's in first place in the AL East. It is going to be interesting. It's going to be interesting to see how they fare against a team that's built really well. Now, I'm not going to write them off. I'm not going to say they're going to get swept because take a look at what the Nationals did here somewhat recently against the Dodgers, you know, a team that historically has been one of the better teams in baseball. So this is going to be a good litmus test, a good measuring stick for this team to see what they have in the tank. But talking about Luis Garcia and his momentum, and talking about momentum shifting home runs by Jesse Winker and Eddie Rosario. Yes, Eddie Rosario, the player that many people viewed as a mistake, a blunder by Mike Rizzo and the Nationals. Why did they pick up Eddie Rosario? What were they thinking? He came up clutch in the last game against the Blue Jays. Now, to be fair here, this team has flaws, but makes up for them with inspiring refusal to ever give up. They will not look at any kind of opponent and say, it's too much, we give up. They are not that turtle that's going to recede their head into the shell. There is a lot of pushback on this team. And, you know, you take a look at, you know, another player like Winker, for example, as it was heard that he sometimes is not the most easy guy to get along with in the locker room. He's just kind of has that kind of personality, but he is the kind of guy that's trying to be a motivator for this team and trying to do the unthinkable by getting this team that no one had any expectations of doing anything and getting this team in a playoff picture, albeit an early part of the season, quite stunning. The team has flaws, we know that, but I think that they can find a way to overcome them, whether it's by manufacturing runs through small ball or via explosive power hitting. These Nationals always battle until the final out. Their manager, Davey Martinez, admiringly describes them as relentless for good reason. Despite imperfect play, this team, this Nationals team that won a World Series not that long ago, is getting it done and is inspiring. It is something that warms my heart as a Nationals fan, as someone that does a podcast on this team, is that they're finding a way to get it done. You know, when we take a look back on the moves that were made that sent Max Scherzer and Juan Soto and all the big names out of town, there was a lot of uncertainty. How long would it take for the Nationals to be in contention again? Are they going to wander out into the wilderness for years? Or are they going to find a way to get it done? As it seems that they are coming out of the woods and headed for an opening, and an opening into bigger and better things. Potentially this team, if they can adhere to how they've played here as of late, I think that big things lie ahead. Now, don't get me wrong, I'm not going to anoint them the World Series winner, but they are making huge steps forward at this early point of the season. And that, for me, is what is exciting. Relentless. That is how we're talking about this team, and for good reason. Despite imperfect play, they find ways to grind out wins in relentless fashion. It's still early, but comeback victories have become a defining signature of this 2024 Nationals team so far. So Nationals fans, you know, dust off your jersey and make your way out to the ballpark as this team is getting ready to launch into bigger and better things. I really do believe it, and it's an exciting time to be a Washington Nationals fan, just considering how poor they played, you know, the last few years here, that it seems like the things are finally starting to gel. Davey Martinez on this team is starting to get more out of this team, more production, and that is, you know, an exciting thing for me to think about. You know, many people thought that he was going to be one of the managers, you know, first on his way out this season, but he's finding a way to get the most out of this lineup. So exciting days as a Nationals fan. Let's hope they can keep it going. Like I said, they have some big games coming up here next against the Baltimore Orioles. I think they can find a way to do it if they just keep buying into we can do it. This team can find a way to win games. And even if we're down, we're not down and out, we can find a way to rally and overcome. There's a lot of young talent mixed with veterans on this team that are finding a way to answer the bell when they need to the most. And that, for me, is an exciting sign as a Nationals fan. Listen, I want to thank you for joining me on this edition of the Talk Nats podcast, part of the Belief Podcast Network. And I'll talk to you again next time.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.